This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Another $14 billion is available in round two of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, and potato growers are applauding the USDA for including them among the qualified crops. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says it's not a problem anyone wanted, but it must be addressed.
Over the long term, I don't think anybody in the specialty crop industry wants to go down the road of consistent, regular government payments, but on a temporary basis, it's really the only show in town, and I think this new program is going to provide substantial relief.
Quarles says signups run through December 11th, but do not wait.
This program casts a very wide net, as you can imagine. The resources that underpin it are not unlimited, and so we're encouraging our producers to go sign up immediately.
Quarles says before it's too late.
Folks, for whatever reason, they aren't able to show up and sign up until December. Those federal resources may not be there at the end of the sign-up period, so best to get in early.
And Quarles says he'd love some feedback.
We obviously want to hear what producers are saying as they go to take on that sign-up process, and I think we've got to a place where relief is going to get out to the folks who need it pretty quick. So at this point, we're pretty enthusiastic.
Quarles thanks the administration and the USDA for being open to adjusting the CFAP qualifications.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.